Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her best friend's boyfriend that she was cheating on him.
Wait, hold on.
Why would you do that?
She wants to know if she's the jerk, take it back, if she's for telling her best friend's boyfriend. Her best friend
is cheating on her boyfriend. She wants to tell the boyfriend. So she's
okay,
basically going to rat out her best friend to the boyfriend.
You got it.
I'm listening. Now I kind of want to hear it. And I'm like, but why would do that to your best friend? Yeah. Why would you go bros before? Why would you go misters before sisters?
That is, I guess that's true.
Unless you just hate cheating.
It's morality at the end of the day.
It is morality, and this is a moral dilemma.
Let's listen.
All right, she said, hi, Allie and DZ. I'd like to remain anonymous as we're all very local, and I don't want this to come back to me. She likes to start drama, and I really don't want or need it.
So a small walkie situation. Got it.
I'm a huge fan. Listen to you guys on the Odyssey app every day. Thank you.
Wepa.
She said, I want to know if I'm the jerk for telling my best friend's boyfriend she's cheating on him.
Mm.
A little backstory. We were friends for over 10 years. Her family was like my second family and vice versa.
That's your sister.
Yeah, we were your typical BFFs until a few years ago, we started going down separate paths.
Mm.
I had just gotten out of a bad relationship that involved him cheating on me more than once. There's the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating on me more than once. So I was focusing on myself and bettering my future.
Well, good.
She, on the other hand, was doing the opposite, drinking, smoking, partying, and that just wasn't my scene. Anyway, she was seeing this guy for 5 years. They were high school sweethearts, and he was overall a great guy. We were all also close friends, me and him.
So you guys were all cool at one point.
He did everything for her, bought her a car, paid for everything since she didn't have a job, even getting ready to buy them their first house. So incredibly happy for them until one day, my best friend all of a sudden starts acting shady. She would randomly call or text me asking to cover for her. If her boyfriend asked where she was, she asked me to lie to him multiple times, saying she was at my house when she was not, and I refused.
Mm-hmm.
I started to question on what she was doing and found out she was on dating sites meeting up with random guys.
Your best friend's involving you in this.
I told her that what she was doing was wrong, and she needed to tell and end things with her current boyfriend because he did not deserve that. She ignored me. Kept meeting up and cheating. She told me not to tell her boyfriend and said it was girl code. Oh, just what I said. Sisters before misters.
Yeah.
I told her that I did not agree with what she was doing and that it was killing me inside not to say anything. I went back and forth for days about telling her boyfriend before I decided it was the right thing to do. So I called him up and told him everything. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you already did this.
He broke up with her that night.
Oh, so you already did this.
She was, of course, furious with me, and that ended our friendship, which to this day, I am not mad about. I've realized I don't want someone like her in my life, so am I the jerk for telling my best friend's boyfriend that she was cheating on him?
Hey, yo.
Usa. All right. One thing at a time.
One thing, for sure.
What's her name? She's snitching.
Snitching Sonia.
There you go. Snitching Sonia.
Snitching
Sonia. Snitching Sonia. Not saying I disagree with her, though, because there's nothing worse than being friends with two people and knowing one's getting cheated on, and you're and you know that. It's a horrible situation to be in.
See, but she's also imposing her trauma and her experience.
She's
going,
triggered by her own cheating, or the cheating. Yeah.
So she's allowing their relationship to now implement in her life. She's allowing her traumas to then get put into their life.
Yep.
She's ruining three lives at once.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you know what she put at the end? She said, side note. No, I did not tell him because I was jealous of their relationship, like she claims.
Oh, like
no,
she ain't want him? You ain't want him? Good.
No, I was not attracted to her boyfriend at all.
Okay.
I've never wanted him.
Well, that was one of my thoughts, maybe.
I didn't even go there.
That was one of my thoughts, maybe.
I went to the, she was triggered because she got cheated on. She was mad that her friend was cheating now.
At first, yeah.
That was too much.
But then you said, oh, you know, she said, we were all friends back in the day.
You thought
we were really
maybe
I was
she
like,
liked
maybe,
the guy?
Maybe she was a little
She says
attracted.
That's not the case at all. She said no, drop that.
Because he's a good guy. Okay, so drop that. It's dropped.
But that is an easy stance for the best friend to
right.
go, well, no wonder you're trying to ruin everything. You're jealous.
Yeah, you're jealous.
She's going, no, you're triggering me because you have a really good guy and you're treating him like garbage.
Right.
That's what's the, yeah.
See,
okay, so is she the jerk, though, for telling?
The caveat is.
About the cheating?
She went out of her way.
Yeah.
Right? Not to, like, her and this dude aren't close. Just because y'all were friends at one point doesn't mean y'all are friends now. You and your quote-unquote best friend of 10 years aren't even that close. Yet you had covered her for a X amount of time, whatever, and then now decide that you're no longer cool with it. So you throw a grenade in the house, right? And say, forget all y'all.
Yeah.
If you have the gumption to do that, ruin lives, I respect you for it. But I'm not going to sleep at night knowing that I arguably destroyed somebody's entire relationship and life.
And this is where I feel like now she's getting gaslit, where Sonia isn't the one to blame because Sonia's not the one
who's cheating. She's not the one cheating. No, she's not the one cheating.
And so now we're going, well, how could you go in and ruin this when the reality is the one ruining it is the best friend.
The best friend cheating,
for sure. Like, she is the core of causing problems for everybody, and we then blame, like, I get it. But she also put her nose where it didn't belong. However,
I'm on the side of, they're going to get theirs regardless, right?
Oh, like, you're saying let karma work it out.
Karma's got a funny way of making you realize the rights and wrongs of your life.
I actually agree with you wholeheartedly. You just have to give it time sometimes.
And I just think she expedited the process because she was impatient.
It works out.
She put herself in their relationship and was impatient about what was going on, and was because she was already sucked into it by the best friend. What makes it jerky for me is the fact that she went out of her way. She was already healing, and this is even going to set her back. Why did she do this to herself?
I don't know. Right? Somebody said not the jerk, especially because her best friend put her in the middle and she told her to fess up. I will say, the friend was saying lie for me.
That is true,
calling
y'all.
Calling and saying cover for me.
Yeah, that is true, y'all.
That is icky, though. Like,
you did bring her.
Oh, my God. I remember years ago, and this is why I can tell the story, because it was literally like over 10 years ago, and nobody would know any of these people, but there were some people in the building at the time, they were having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked other people in the building to, they weren't on the air or anything, but she was asking people to lie for her. And I knew the people, and the people were like, they were like,
what?
She was like, if my husband calls, will you just say I spent the night at your house? And we all went out, and she was like, no. I won't.
I ain't gonna do
that would have stopped this in the beginning if she would have just
offer
said,
it.
I won't lie for you. I'm not getting involved. Now you're in. Now
but
you're
she,
too deep
but
in.
She allowed the 10 years
in.
Of best friend forevership. Mm-hmm. Your family's like my family. Of course, I'm a cover for my sister.
When you said best friends forever ship.
You thought I. Okay, no.
I thought
no,
you
no,
said
no, no. Ship.
Else.
Ship with a P.
Pa-pa-pa.
Right. But no, she let that influence her decision on the front end and then eventually said, now I'm backtracking and you got to backtrack with me. Girl, you got to let the ship sink on its own.
Everybody's saying not the jerk, though.
I respect her for having the gumption to say it. I can't bring myself to ruin anybody's life like that.
Everybody's mad at the best friend. They're like, no, she's,
oh, she's
not
a
the
fool.
Jerk.
She's a fool.
She saved the boyfriend money and time. Totally not the jerk.
She
you guys
end
are
up with
funny.
She's going to end up with him, too.
Knock it off.
Hey, listen.
It's been too long.
He's going to hit her up in about 6 months and be like, hey, I appreciate you. You know, maybe we could sit down and talk. You know, we've known each other just as long. And he's like, you know, we don't have to call it no date or nothing. I just want to get coffee with you, blah, blah, blah. And then,
and then
5 years later, guess who's living in the house?
Michelle from Milwaukee texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk. Absolutely moral dilemma. When you're raised with integrity, you follow suit through your entirety of your life. Friend or not, no one deserves to be used or abused.
Friend
to
or not.
Use them so you can cheat kind of thing.
She's saying about friend or not.
Yeah,
like she was being
I
used.
Agree. Like always, I mean, this is not a side topic. You're cheating. Why are you always getting your friends involved? I'm trying to take everybody down with you.
Bruh,
that drives me nuts.
I swear.
I'm trying to get someone who's already morally off. I'm trying to get them to do the right thing.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to go with, you're saying jerk?
Yeah, because I feel like ain't nobody else going to do it.
You're something else. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
One of the age-old debates. A lot of people have been in this situation with friends, unfortunately.
Do you get in it or do you not?
So she wrote into the show. We named her Snitchin' Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her best friend's boyfriend that she was cheating on him. The best friend was cheating and she's just...
She was over it and was like, listen, I've been cheated on. You not cool. You bringing me into the drama, having me cover for you. I'm not cool with that. She inserted herself,
yep.
Called the boyfriend. He broke up with her that night.
I want to pull up Lisa in Sheboygan because, exactly. Don't say that. You're going to trigger her, dude.
Ooh.
She's got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. Don't start. Lisa's already mad. Everybody loves Santino, and we're giving him shout-outs. She's like, really?
Shout-out,
really?
Lisa. Shout-out, Lisa. Shout-out, Lisa.
Lisa, you're my Sheboygan girl. Hey.
Hey, he's not that cool, you guys.
Santino,
like,
who? Santino, who?
Yeah, Santino, who?
It's Lisa,
Santino,
dog.
From nowhere.
Lisa and Santino have known each other for years. Their families are friends. That's why I love it when they razz each other. Anyway,
Lisa says Santino, sucker.
And he's a Lions fan. Grow.
Okay.
Sheboygan stuff. Ooh. I love it. Lisa, ooh. Jerk or not the jerk for telling the boyfriend that her friend's cheating on
Be
her.
Real. Be real.
Jerk alert.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Really?
I mean, I'm not sorry. Like, here's the deal. You have this sort of like this code, right? The everything, the sisters before Mr. Singh, but like,
the girl code, yeah.
Right.
Bros before whatever, sisters before. Yeah.
It's in any relationship, whether it's a best friend relationship, a brother, sister kind of thing. Hmm. You might not always agree with everyone's decisions and the life choices they're making.
Okay.
But as that committed best friend, even if you don't agree with them, you still have to stand by their side in a way where you're respecting them. It's just like they're making different life choices, and I'm not like that, but I still love you, and I will be there to support you, and no matter what you do. Do I agree with this? Absolutely not.
So hard.
But then what?
Because
when they're bringing you into it, right.
Like you're morally now going against your morals, and now you're doing something you don't believe in, and your integrity is being questioned.
But am I the jerk part wasn't about should she keep lying for her. Mm. It was, is she the jerk for ratting her out?
Ah.
So if I've had my best friend since we were 12 years old, so for 30 years. If this scenario was in my situation, yeah. And she was doing this to him, I would never tell him. If she asked me to cover for her, I probably would not do it.
You just cut her off, though. Yeah.
Well, I would cut off that whole scenario. Yep. She's still going to be my best friend, and I love her, and I will be there for her, but I'm not going to rat her out.
But I don't rock with y'all,
the
no
husband
more.
Or the.
How would you be around the husband, though?
She wouldn't. That's what she said. I would just want to be part of it. You and me can go get lunch, girl, if that's the case, if you ever so choose. But even then, you got to limit that experience. You live in your life way different. She had already been cutting herself off. Snitching Sonia was like, she drinking, she partying.
You can't
she
let
doing
her affect
all...
you.
She's
yeah.
letting her affect her, and guess what?
It's
she's
not. Her place.
She's
to
called
say anything.
A circle of negativity to herself by bringing herself in. Karma works in a really wild way. She was healing herself from her own trauma. Now she just brought herself back up into a cycle of negativity, and we don't know how she's going to get out of this one.
Because she wanted someone to tell her about it when she was cheated on, and she probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
That part. And just seeing it in general will make you angry when you've been cheated on. Seeing it makes me angry all the time.
Yeah.
Even talking about it bothers people, bro. What?
Hi. It's me. Trigger. All right, Lisa, love you because you're always keeping it
love
real.
You.
You stand your ground. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Much love.
Let's go to Anna in Sherman Park. She is trying so hard to get her own theme song. We don't have any theme song holders in Sherman Park.
We about to, though. It's day two, Anna. Good morning.
We got a lot of Milwaukee, but not specifically Sherman Park. Hey, girl.
Day two. Let's go.
Let's go. Good morning.
All right, jerk or not the jerk for telling that she's the friend's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you triggered a lot of people with this one.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
She is not the jerk.
Okay. There it is.
DZ said it best. Karma will come back to you with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Although she did not have a reason to insert herself in the relationship, it's a mental health alert because Iggy Azalea said it best. It's one less problem with without you. So if we're cutting off our friend already, I'm going to totally blow up their relationship because that man does not deserve to be treated like that. And I've been on both sides, so I'm a jerk.
She said, call me what you want, but I've been there. Listen,
yep,
I've
been the cheater, and I have been cheated on.
And knowing both of those things, you still say...
she is not the jerk for ratting her friend out.
Snitch and Sonya say, listen, the relationship was already washed. She didn't really even want to be cool to him.
So when you were cheating, you wouldn't have been mad at the person who told on you?
No.
Wow. No, that's honest.
It's really honest.
Because years down the line, it came back with a vengeance on me.
Of course, yes.
So maybe it would have saved a marriage.
Oof.
All right, good to know. Okay, thank you,
Anna. Tomorrow, day three.
I love people that give it all.
Talk to y'all tomorrow, and I love y'all.
We love you back. Appreciate you. Bye.
All right, well, now we're split down the middle. So go to Paulina in Milwaukee, who already has her own theme song.
You're saying, did call 5 days in a row. Well, once I find it.
She's going to have to be the tiebreaker. I actually saw Paulina the other day. I'm going to call her Skinny. Hey, Skinny.
Skinny.
There she was walking out of the Princeton Club. She has joined the Biggest Loser at our gym, where it's a competition to lose weight.
Yep.
Paulina, look at you looking all snatched.
Hi. I'm trying. That's my body, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, she pulled up to Mochi Nut. I ain't see no donuts. Only for the babies. Only for the babies.
No, seriously, Paulina. Congrats on whatever weight you're losing. But seriously, you're the tiebreaker today on this.
Oh, yeah.
Is she the jerk for basically telling the best friend's boyfriend that she's cheating?
She is not the jerk. Ooh. Not the jerk.
Stamp it.
Nope. And earlier, like, she is saving him time and money. Yeah. I mean, she mentioned how he bought her a car. He's probably, like, paid off debts, and she doesn't work, so he's just paying so much on this woman.
Work?
And
doesn't work. The girl that was getting cheated on.
I thought he was just buying her stuff. She doesn't work.
Let me read it again. He did everything.
She didn't have a job or something like that, and he bought her a car.
Paid for everything since she didn't have a job and was even getting ready to buy them their first house.
A house, and then if he puts her name on it, and then what? Like, no, I'm sorry, but he doesn't deserve that. He should not keep spending all his time and money and effort on this woman who does not even appreciate him. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's doing some dirty stuff behind his back, and that's so messed up. And and I've been in the same position, and I wish somebody would have told me. It saved me some time and money. I mean, come on.
It's clearly cheating. You know, it's not like they're in an open relationship. This is clearly cheating, which is why the friend told her.
Yeah.
And I don't really like confrontation like that because my anxiety. So I don't know that I would go and tell somebody that they're being cheated on, but I do feel like what she was feeling. I could not sit there and just watch somebody so sweet, so nice, just get treated so like that.
You know what?
So messed up. Mm-hmm.
That's why you wouldn't have to tell them. You would do the smart thing and write a note. Sam.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Ron just leave it in the mailbox.
Had his head.
Two girls.
Get on.
At the bar.
He made out with two fat chicks at the bar. Is that what said something crazy? Crazy like
some
that or
wild.
Something.
Some, yeah, the notes from Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore note.
Exactly. We just aged ourselves,
Paulina. Yeah, I know. You don't tell them. You write a note.
You write a note.
Yes. You don't write it. You type it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But you gotta type
it. You go down to the cyber cafe and you print it out.
Where are those?
There you go.
That's what they had to do.
I know. I'm just saying, ain't no more cyber
all
cafe.
All the Jersey Shore people know what we're talking about. Y'all are rolling. Reference.
They're rolling in their graves with us because they're just about as old as us.
Oh my God.
Yep. Not the jerk. This is what he deserves. The truth.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Hurry, right. Paulina. We appreciate right. you.
And I like
love you guys.
Love you too. I'll see you at the gym. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.